And Northwest Vine Time continues on the Radio Northwest Network, a special edition of the show. I'm Brian Bushlack, on location this weekend at Willamette Valley Vineyards with an icon in the Oregon industry, Jim Bourneau, joining us. And, you know, Jim, before we launch into our tasting room segment, I'm reminded of a conversation I had with Ken Wright, another iconic Oregon winemaker, almost maybe 8 or 9 years ago when this show was in its infancy. And Ken told me, he says, look, I'll do your show, but I won't talk about my wine. I want to talk about viticulture. I want to talk about soils. I want to talk about the industry. And he wanted to talk about everything except his wine. And I'm reminded of that in this show because we've covered everything in the Oregon wine industry except Willamette Valley Vineyards. So now I'm going to make a special request that we will talk and taste through your spectacular wines because so many people, not only around the state, but around the world, their first impression of Oregon wine was from Willamette Valley Vineyards. And I know that alone, I'm sure for you, makes you feel very special.
Well, thank you for that. And I kind of agree with Ken, Brian. So let's talk about him. You know, he is on the cover of this month's issue of Wine Spectator. And thank goodness he's a handsome guy. And he's a wonderful representative of the Oregon wine industry, but has been really called out for the remarkable accomplishments that he has done in winemaking here. You know, one thing he said to me and a group many, many years ago when I first met him, I think I first met him over at Yola Hills. He was making wine there. This is a long time ago. And he said, you know, Pinot Noir grown in the Willamette Valley it's got a way about it such that you can practically reach through the glass and touch the vineyard. Now that's what he said, and so I give him credit for that because it's a great way of giving you a visual in your mind when you taste a Willamette Valley Pinot Noir, because you put this up to your nose and you can smell the soil that's, you know, that are on our slopes. And you can smell the forest that's just right next to the vineyard, that kind of that forest floor aroma. And then when you taste it, you get, you know, this racy, you know, blade of acidity that cuts through the wine and helps you with your food. And that's one of the beauties about the Willamette Valley Estate Pinot Noir that I have in my glass. And how it is a classic representation of Pinot Noir from the Willamette Valley AVA.
Yeah, it is, and I love the fact that you pointed that out about Ken, and you know, what a spectacular piece they did on him, and it's so well deserved. You know, this industry and the representation he's brought to Oregon for everybody in all facets is just remarkable, isn't it?
You know, I had the opportunity and the pleasure of growing wine grapes for him. We both got grapes from the Elton Vineyard. And when the owners, Dick and Betty O'Brien, wanted to retire, they put the vineyard out for lease. And I was the lucky guy who won that lease. But here was the problem. Ken had a contract on the fruit from his block of that vineyard for a number of years. And so I ended up farming for Ken for a number of years. And I'll tell you what, he's not just a wonderful winemaker, he's a wonderful person. And so it was a pleasure to be able to farm for him.
Well, he is indeed, and I know they had the Carlton Walk in the Park event for many years there, and he invited us out for that. It wasn't to taste wine, come out and enjoy Carlton, and Carlton is what it is today, in large part due to Ken Wright.
You know, he so convinced me of what he was doing in Carlton that I think I purchased one of the few pieces of property he doesn't own in downtown Carlton. So someday we'll do something with that. But it's right across, the property we purchased is right across from his tasting room.
So many great places in Oregon wine country. Those of you just joining us on the Radio Northwest Network, we're on Cairo Radio 97.3 across Seattle in Portland, Alpha Broadcasting, FM News 101 in Medford. We just had a great time in Southern Oregon, thanks to our friends at KMED. And this weekend, we come to you on location with a live studio audience here at Willamette Valley Vineyards, the epicenter of Oregon and Pinot Noir, with Jim Bruneau, the founder here. And Jim, what else do you have in glass here? What else would you like to share with us?
Well, we just tasted the 2012 Estate, you know, that very classic representation of Pinot Noir from the Willamette Valley. And since we were talking about Elton Vineyards and Ken Wright, I thought what I'd do is pour next the wine that used to go into his bottling. Now the block that I have, I'm farming now that vineyard for about 30 years on a lease. So this is the Elton Pinot Noir. And this is, you know, one of the things one of the remarkable stories about Oregon is how our soils were formed. And actually, Ken Wright is probably the leading expert on telling the soil story for Oregon wine. Well, this vineyard where he was getting this fruit from his block of Elton vineyards is right on the bathtub ring of the Great Missoula Lake Flood. That glacial, that ancient glacial flood that flooded the Willamette Valley and brought all those glacial erratics down into the valley. There is a white granite rock that is as big as this table and as tall as you can stand, that is only a short distance from where these grapes were grown. And that is where the floodwaters rose up to the point of the hill and then receded, leaving a big chunk of ice that melted away, revealing this white granite stone. And it's these soils that are volcanic, but also have this sedimentary soil from eastern Washington laying on top of them, that gives this Elton Pinot Noir its remarkable delicacy. It has a wonderful satin finish. It's probably one of our most delicate, most elegant Pinot Noirs. And I'm really glad I won that lease.
You had to wait him out, but finally you got that. That's a great story. And that's one thing about Oregon, Jim, I know that you certainly have a great appreciation for, but Ken as well, is the fact that, you know, the soil types that we have in Oregon, in very specific areas, you might find up to 10, 15, 20 different soil types in a very small area.
Yes, you will. I mean, the way the Willamette Valley was formed was first initially by millions and millions of years ago by an uplift that occurred when the Pacific Plate collides with the continental shelf and literally lifted Oregon up out of the ocean. And by doing that, it brought up ocean bottom. That soils that are now 800 feet in elevation above the valley floor, but it also produced a lot of hot action, which produced lava, the basalt flows. And so you'll have basalt flows in combination with these marine-based soils that were brought up from the ocean bottom. And then you'll have these wind-blown glacial scrapings called luss that pile up in our foothills. That's, for example, the wine I'm going to show you next. It's called Tualatin Estate. It was one of the very first vineyards planted in Oregon, founded by Bill Fuller. And Bill Fuller merged with me back in 1997. We put our businesses together back in 1997. He was one of the very first winemakers to come to Oregon. He was actually the only practicing winemaker to come to Oregon. He was the winemaker at Louis Martini's Winery. The rest were essentially real entrepreneurs and risk takers, but he was actually left his job as winemaker there and came to Oregon to plant Tualatin Estate Vineyard. And this vineyard is planted on this soil called luss soil, made from glacial scrapings. Another famous vineyard is the Ponzi Vineyard, which is also planted on this very same soil type, and the soil type name is called Laurelwood. And when you taste this Tualatin Estate Pinot Noir, what you're going to get is the same thing you'll get out of those wonderful Ponzi Pinot Noirs. This terrific mid palate, this weight and fruit that is in the mid palate of this Tualatin Estate Pinot Noir.
We'll taste that during the break here. A live studio audience joining us this weekend on a very special edition of Northwest Vine Time. We come to you on location just south of Salem here, the epicenter of Oregon wine country and Pinot Noir, with Jim Bruneau, the founder, the icon at Willamette Valley Vineyards. We'll have more, we'll taste more, and we'll talk about some of the foreign influence in Oregon wine country when Northwest Vine Time continues after a quick break here on the Radio Northwest Network.